Okay, we're on the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Bishamay Omrim Tinosei V'Titol Ksubosa. Okay, now the woman is believed, under the circumstances that we mentioned, to say that her husband died, and we allow her to get married. How about get her Ksuba? So Bishamay says she gets married and she gets her Ksuba. We believe her both to get married and to collect her Ksuba. She can get married. There they were makel to believe her because she shouldn't be an aguna. But to collect her ksuba for momenis, why should we believe her? We don't believe in Eidechot. So there they didn't make a takana to believe her. Omru lohem beshama hitartim erva chamura lo natir momen akal. If we believe her, legabe to be matur neshes ish, and say that she's not married, that her husband died, she's an almana. Kol shekein, we should believe her legabi the mama. And then Basil's svare is no. We believe her for what we had to believe her because of the circumstances, and for what we don't have to believe her, we don't believe her. Amru v'hem Basilo matzinu she'ein ha'achin nichnosu l'nachla piya. We do find that for other mama, we don't believe her. Right? In other words, we don't, what's it called, give the Arusha to the brothers based on her testimony that her husband's dead. Whatever's no gaya to her, we believe her, that she can get remarried. But what's no gaya to the Arusha, we don't, and Bishami agrees to that too. We don't take her testimony that her husband's dead to already, take the nechasim out of the chazaka of the father and give it to the children. Here it's part of being mater her to get married is automatically she get her ksuba, because that's what it says in the ksuba. Because it says shukosev la sheim tinasi laacher titli mashikosu lechi. When you'll get married to somebody else, then you'll get your ksuba. Notice what happens is it says in the ksuba, it doesn't really say this in the ksuba, this is the tnai ksuba. It says all the time that you're an almana, you'll stay in my house, right? And you will get from the Yerusha. The sons are going to have to support you. But once you'll decide that you want to get remarried, then you get your ksuba. Then you're out of the picture. Get out of my house. What's it called? The sons are not responsible to support you anymore. Your new husband will support you. You get your ksuba. So the lashon of the ksuba, again, it's not the ksuba we write, means the lashon of the tnai of the ksuba that the rabbanon made was that as long as you're not married, you don't get your ksuba, you don't have to collect your ksuba unless she demands it, but you have the right to live in the house and be supported. As soon as you get married, you get your ksuba. So she got married, so she gets her ksuba. They go together. Right. The Chazru, Beis Hillel, Horoska Vereshamai, and Beis Hillel, in the end, recanted, and they said like Beis Shammai, that she gets her ksuba too. Rashi. Tinasi v'titl ksuba, sa'apia, right? Based on her testimony, she gets her ksuba too. Not only do we permit her to get married, she collects her ksuba also. She'ein ha'achim nichnosim l'nach loso shel baila al piha t'rachmona omra al pishnei eden. We don't allow the Arusha to be released to the heirs based on her testimony, because she's only an eid echad. Everything that we believed her was legabe herself, legabe the fact she shouldn't be an aguna. But to be mater, the money of her husband on the smach that he's really dead, we don't know. We need to aid him for that. So we hold it in escrow until we find out if he's dead or not. I'll pay him, or some other way. They were makabel her edus and believe her only because she shouldn't remain in iguna. She's married. So based on the tnai that he made with her in the ksuba, now she is, until you'll remarry, you don't get your ksuba necessarily. When you remarry, then you get your ksuba. She remarried, so she gets her ksuba. So it's all part of the same thing. Part of being mat to her to marry is to get her ksuba. That's what Beis Shammai held. unlike the Yerusha, which is a totally separate thing, and that we don't have Avis for. Amar Rav Chisda, Nisiyadma Yivama Nichnasu Nachla Piha. If she is a Yivama, right, and we believe her that her husband died, and she doesn't have any children, so she has a brother-in-law, so she goes to Yibum, right? Now, once she has Yibum, there the Yavam takes the Nachla, because what's it called, even though normally we don't free up the Arusha Al-Piha, but just like the Ksuba and the Heter of Nisuin go together, so too the Yibum and the Yerusha of the Nachla, of the dead brother, go together too. If we permit him to be Miyabim, he automatically gets the Yerusha. So they go together. Why? Hein Dorshu Medrash Ksuba, just like the Shammai says, that we follow the intent of the Ksuba, the language of the Ksuba. And the language of the Ksuba is that when you'll remarry, you'll get your Ksuba. And she remarried. So they go together. Lo Nidrosh Medrash Torah. We shouldn't learn the what the Torah says, the language of the Torah. What does the Torah say? Yokum Hashem Achiv, that the Yavam, that's what we learned it before, even though the simple meaning is that the child will be on the name of the dead brother, but the Gemara learned it doesn't mean the child, it means a Yavam. The Yavam will stand in the place of his brother for Yerusha. Right? So the Harikom, Omer Rachman, the Harikom, Lemaisa, he was Miyabim, and automatically, along with the Yibum, goes the Yerusha. So if we're going to be mad to her for Yibum, you can't separate the two things. Just like you can't separate the Ksuba from the marriage, you can't separate the Yerusha of the Yavam from the Yibum. Rashi. Lenachla, v'chein benachlis, v'zocha benachlis ochit. Kedon reper kacholet, hakoni says yivimto, zocha benichse ochit. Right? We learned before that person is Miyabein, he gets the entire nachla of the other brother. Versus vananlo nidrosh medrash Torah. If we darshan the lashon of the ksuba to say that the marriage drags along with it the ksuba, surely the yibum drags along with it the yerusha. Omer of Nachman, bos lebeisdi the omra meis bali. Hitiruni lihinose, matir nosa lihinose. Vinosim laksubosa. Just like Beishamai and Beis Hillel, who in the end agreed with Beishamai. She comes to Beis and she says, my husband's dead, let me get married. So then, the Ikra she came for is to get married, and we're Mekel because of the Guna, so we believe her, we let her get married, and not only that, we give her the Ksuba, because once she gets married, the Ksuba goes along with it. If she comes to Beis and though and says, Tanuli Ksubasi, I don't know if I want to get married or not, I want my Ksuba. Right? So then her Iker Adis is not to get married. The Iker Adis is she wants her Ksuba. They never made a takana that a woman who says her husband's dead should get her Ksuba as the main thing. The Ksuba can be dragged along as a secondary thing. But if her intention is to testify that her husband died because she wants her Ksuba, right, then basically what we're doing is taking money. And they never made the takana. The takana was made to get married, and if you get married, you get your ksuba. But the takana wasn't made that a woman should collect her ksuba based on her testimony. So afli nosi imatir nosa. Then we don't not matter even to get married, because the whole din over here is the gabi the ksuba. So we tell you, I'm sorry, you can't collect your ksuba. If you can't collect your ksuba, you can't get married either. So we don't accept your testimony at all, because it looks like you're coming for money. And for money, we never were made a takana that you believed. So Mamela, we throw the whole thing out of court, and we don't believe her, and she can't get married. My time, adaita the ksuba asai. Because it's obviously she's coming for the ksuba. And for the ksuba, they never made a takana to believe her. Rashi. Adaita the ksuba asai, uva afuke mamona sadi boina. In order to take money, we need two kosher witnesses. They never made a takana to take money. They made a takana to let matter to be married. once we're matter to be married, the money goes along with it. But if the ikar tvi over here is the money, then they never made a takon. It's a believer. If we don't believe, we don't believe we've got to be marriage either. Iboyaluhu. What answer she said the following? Hitiruni li nase utunuli ksubasi. She came, she mentioned both things. First she said, look, my husband's dead, let me get married, and let me get my ksuba. So now, mahu. Kivan da omra ksubasa adaita the ksuba. So since she mentioned the ksuba, so she's coming for the ksuba also. And since we can't be matter her the ikr for the ksuba, we can't be matter to get married either. Or no? Al dilma kol mile de isra le inish omra lula beidina. Like, really, she came to get married, but she, like, poured her heart out, right, let me get married and get in the ksuba or whatever. And Mamela, she's not, her ikr tvi over here is not the ksuba, her ikr tvi is letting get married, but she added that in also because that somebody, when they come to Beis Din, they say whatever they have to say. Right, they spill the whole thing. Okay, 1 second. The Imtim Salomer, Kol Mile de Isle Le Inish, Omer Le Beidina, and that's sad, that we would believe her. Because the Iker, she's coming, she says, let me get married. So the Iker to be over here is the marriage, which we're Makel and we believe her. The fact that she said, and give me my Ksuba, is just that she, along with the marriage, she said, well, this is going to happen also. So that's not her Iker Tviya. Her Iker Tviya is the marriage, maybe we believe her. On that side, what if she said the following? Give him my ksuba and let me get married. So now, the ikr she's saying is the ksuba. And the marriage is the secondary thing. So now, mahu. Hachavadi adaita the ksuba say. Here for sure, her main intention is the ksuba. And for the ksuba, we don't believe her. Mamela, we don't even let her get married. Odil mahoil de lo yada b'may mishtariyat. Or maybe she thinks, when she gets her ksuba, that's what's matter to get married, like a get. Give me my ksuba and let me get married. People think like that. They think the ksuba makes the marriage too. Right? Now, if you don't have the ksuba, you're not married. So that's absurd. The ksuba has nothing to do with making the marriage. The ksuba is just a mum and a zika tning that the rabbanim will misak and that you can't live with your wife if you don't have the ksuba, but the ksuba doesn't make the marriage. And not having the ksuba doesn't make it not a marriage. So, but she thinks that getting her ksuba is what's matter her to get married. So she said, give me my ksuba and let me get married. And like give me my get and let me get married. So she's not being tovei the ksuba, she's really tovei a marriage, but she thinks that the ksuba is part of being mad to her to get married. Take it. Mara says, not sure. But what the halacha would be in that case. Rashi. Kol mile the inshe, the ikra daita the nesu'in asai. In the first case where she said, let me get married, give my ksuba. So her ikr tviya is the get marriage. The sharina, we matter her. The sharina and la shakal, no mi ksuba, to be safe for ksuba, nilmud. Right? And once we let her get married, we give her the ksuba because they go together. The lo yodam amay mishtar, you have a kivan to his skira nisuin, gal yadaita le misharias. Since she mentioned this, she mentioned second, so we assume that's the ikr. She wants to get married. Why did she mention the ksuba? Because she thinks that that's the way to get married, by getting her ksuba. V'hada amra bereisha tnu li ksubasi shema kesur yishazu hatarasa. That's the way that once she gets her ksuba, she collects her ksuba, she can get married. So the whole thing really is for the sake of the marriage. And versus taken, we're not sure. Since she mentioned the ksuba first, maybe that's her ikar intention. Or maybe not. Maybe she thinks that she can't get married until she got her ksuba. So since we're not sure, teiku, what's it called? It's a suffix, whether it matter or not matter. Okay, mission. Hakol ne'monim leho'ida. Right now, it's not where the woman comes and says her husband died, but another eid echad comes. So we said we believe in eid echad, except for the following. These are the exceptions. If these people come and say that the husband died, we don't believe them. Who are they? Chamosa, her mother-in-law. Right? Ubas chamosa. Her mother-in-law's daughter, who's not her husband's sister, right? Not her sister-in-law, but from another marriage, right? Her father-in-law married another woman who had a daughter, and this is the mother-in-law's daughter. Okay, see one second, I told it. Bitzarasa, right? Her tzara, her sister-wife. The Yevimta, and the wife of her brother-in-law. Okay? And that, because that's why we, the Bas Chamosa would be similar, but it's not. It's, again, it's not, not where it's her husband's sister. Okay. Ubash Baila. And her, her husband's daughter, in other words, her stepdaughter. Her stepdaughter. Ma ben get lemisa. By a get, though, they're believed to bring a get, these people. And to say, b'fanei nichtav, b'fanei nechtav, they bring it from chutz laretz. What's the difference between a get and this? Why by a get do we believe them? And by the fact that if they testify the husband died, we don't believe them. Shaksab mochi, because by the get, the ikar is the get. They just have to validate that the get was taka written properly. But the ikar is that there's a get. So we don't depend on their testimony completely, therefore we believe them. But over here, it's completely their testimony that the husband died, and we don't believe them. Why not? Rashi says, V'yivimta, Eishas Yivama. V'yivimta means her brother-in-law's wife. Right? That if, what's it called, if the brother-in-law dies, this woman may become her tzara. Okay. The time of the kulu, all these women, why are they possible? Mipnesha so no so so, they hate her. That doesn't mean every mother-in-law hates their daughter-in-law. Hating means they... There's a certain distance, like we've always explained many times. Sina doesn't necessarily mean you hate somebody. It means that there's a distance. There's a separation. And therefore we're afraid that they may lie and say that the husband's dead and be mechavin to mekalkel her. They don't care so much about her. There's a certain animosity. Okay, why? Umeskabnos lekalkel her. Chamosa shesolnasa. Why does a mother-in-law hate a daughter-in-law? Shomeris beliba zu tochal kol yigiyeh ve'amolek. All the work that I put in, right, my son's going to get it, right, because he's a Yoresh, and who's he going to give it to? His wife. This strange woman is going to eat up all of my work. V'chein bas chamosa, omeris zu tirash kol amal avi ve'imi, v'ani etche. The same thing goes for the daughter of her mother-in-law, right, who's going to say that, what's it called, my stepbrother is going to inherit and she's going to get everything, I'm going to get nothing from all the things that my father and mother earned, right, this woman's going to get it all through her husband. V'yavimta yirashem esofa liel sarasa, her, what's it called, her sister-in-law, she's afraid that maybe the husband will die and leave her to be the tzar of this woman. Okay, if you know what, maybe a case where she can't be with her, an erva or whatever, the sisters or whatever, maybe it doesn't apply because she could never be the tzar. Ubas Baila, her husband's stepdaughter, who's not her daughter. Zu ba b'makom imi v'cheles kol amola. You say this woman came in the place of my mother, right? It's a stepdaughter from another mother. Says this woman's taking the place of my mother. Either my mother was divorced or died, and now she's going to get everything that my mother should have gotten. Ma ben get lemisa. The Omer Perek Beis the Gittin. Af hanoshim she'ein nemonis lomer meis bailo nemonis lahavi gita mi medina sayam. The afagav da alayu samchin and the tzrichas lomer befanei nifta fanei nechtam. Right? The Mishnah says in Gittin that even these women who are not believed to say that the husband died are believed to bring a get and to validate it by saying the funny nit by nechtam, they bring it from chutz laretz. So what's the difference? If we're choshish, they're lying that the husband died because they want to mekalkel her, why aren't we afraid they're lying that the get's good and she's really not divorced? And they're doing it because then there'll be this bar that she lived with somebody else and she'll be also to her husband or whatever. So the Gemara says, Shaksab mochia, v'samchin an ikar aksava. Because by a get is the ikar. Their testimony is only an extra added necessity. But we're not somech on their testimony to know she's migureshes. We're somech bigger on the get. Except they have to validate the get. So since there's a get, we pretty much say they're probably telling the truth. But over here, the only way we know the husband's dead is because through their testimony. It's totally dependent on them. So then we're afraid that they're lying and their testimony is useless. Okay, we're on Kuf Yud Zayin with Aleph, the Gemara. Second Gemara. Iboy Elohu, Bash Chomi Homahu. We said the five women that are not believed to say that their relative's husband died. They're the exception to where an Eid Echad is believed. And one of them was Bas Chamosa, the daughter of her mother-in-law, her husband's mother's daughter, who's not her, stepdaughter of the father-in-law. Okay. So what about Bas Chamiha, who's not Bas Chamosa? The father had a different wife, and he had a daughter, and that daughter testifies that the daughter-in-law, the husband died. Okay. So time of the Bas Chamosa Mishum Deika Eima Desanyola. What's the reason why Bas Chamosa can't testify? Because since the mother-in-law hates the daughter-in-law, so the daughter goes along with it. Hinami Sanyula. So she also has an animosity towards the... And the reason the mother-in-law hates her is because, she's going to take everything from my family and bring it to her family. Everything that I worked for went to my son is now going to go to, to her. So since the mother hates her, the daughter also hates her. Therefore, v'hacha, but over here is Bas Chamiha. She's the daughter of the father-in-law. The father-in-law doesn't hate his son-in-law. So therefore, what's it called? Leka, ima, desanula. Over here, there's no reason for this daughter of the father-in-law to hate the daughter-in-law. O Dilma, time the Bas Chamosa, the amra ko'achla girsona, the ima. Achanami ko'amra, achla girsona, the beinashe. Or maybe the main reason is not because the daughter of the mother-in-law hates her because the mother-in-law hates her, but for the same reason. They're going to say that everything that our family earned is going to this other family. It's the same thing over here. So say everything that my father earned is going to end up going to to this woman who's out of our family. Devei Nashai. Devei Nashai means the father's home. Devei Nasha means the father's home. Rashi. Bas Chamiha, She'ena Bas Chamosa. The daughter of the father-in-law, who's not the daughter of the mother. She's the daughter of the mother-in-law. She's possible because she's the daughter of the mother-in-law. But she's not the mother-in-law's daughter. She's a daughter from a different marriage. L'girsona yegia imi sheviya la'avi mibeis laviha. All the things that my mother brought in to from her father's house, whatever she brought into the marriage is going to go to this stranger, to this woman. She's going to get it through my stepbrother, whatever. Okay. V'hochanami. Afalgav dehilo ochla girsona deima, shari ein baila shozu achia min ha'ein. Right, even though this woman is not going to end up getting what her mother had, right? Uvenei ima notli mashihivia ima, right? And the children of that mother get what that mother brought into the marriage, right? That's called ksubas bonin dichrin. Right, disnan bonin dichrin diyahavin lechem inoy inin yarsin kesek subosayich yeser al chukon diyamachuon afilu hachi hakaach legir sana devei nashai the sanyola. The woman she's testifying for won't get a yerusha that's coming to her. The children of that woman get. But of her mother, but Lamaisa, the part of the Arusha is going to end up going to that son, and he'll give it over to his wife. So there is something still that what my father earned is going to end up going to him. Okay. Toshma. So that's the shayla. Shayla is bas chamiha posel just like bas chamosa or not? So now we're bringing rais. Toshma. Hakol ne'amonim b'ha'ida chutz mi'chamish noshim. Right? Everybody's believed to be an eid echad, to be matur, a woman, by testifying that her husband died, except for four. Chutz mi'chamish noshim. Right? So it says b'feirish, except for five. Okay? In the Mishnah, it doesn't mention five. It just mentions who they are. So maybe it left out somebody. Here it says specifically, except for five. Right? Dim isa shisavim. And if the daughter of the father-in-law is also possible, then there's six, not five. Morris says, no. Dilma taima de bas chamosa de omra ko achlu le girsona de veinashai lo shno bas chamosa lo shno bas chamia. No, maybe the reason that that she's possible is the same reason why bas chamosa is possible. So so they're considered like one. Since of the same reason, they're considered like one. So really, there's five. It meant bas chamia or bas chamosa. Just mentioned bas chamosa since it mentioned chamosa. Since it mentioned chamosa, it said bas chamosa. But bas chamia is the same exact thing because it's the same reason. We have another Mishnah. Chutz misheva noshim. Right? Or Tanya. There's another braisa that says the seven women that are excluded that are apostle. Where it says, Ahi Rabbi Yehuda. That goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda adds two more. Tishnan, Rabbi Yehuda Mosif Af Eishes Av. Right? Rabbi Yehuda adds also a stepmother. The father's wife, who's not the mother. Right? So she's not the stepmother. She's not the mother-in-law, but she's a stepmother-in-law. The Hakala. And also a daughter-in-law. A daughter-in-law is also possible to testify about her mother-in-law's husband. So Amrullo, so they said to him, Eshishav Harehi Bichlal Basabal. Kala Harehi Bichlal Chamosa. The same thing. If a mother-in-law is possible, in the middle of the daughter-in-law is possible for the mother-in-law. And if the, what's it called, the husband's daughter, the stepdaughter is possible, then the stepmother is also possible. Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda count them, even though they're understood, included in the five? Bishlam Chamosa Sanyalo Vakala. Right? I understand why a mother-in-law hates a daughter-in-law. The Amra Ka'achla Girsani. Because she's saying, everything I earned is going to go to this woman's family. So my son is going to end up giving it to a different family. Ela Kala, my time, Masani Lechamosa. But why does a daughter-in-law hate her mother-in-law? So Bishlama Basabal, the Sanya Le'isha Sa'av, the Amra Ka'achla Girsani. They ain't. And we understand why the stepdaughter, right, hates the husband's, the father's wife, because she says that the same thing, that everything that my father earned is going to the stepmother, right? But why does the stepmother hate the stepdaughter? Why does she hate the stepdaughter? What's she doing to her? Elamai Mosif Tarte, right? Elamai Mosif Tarte. Right. So he says, so why do we add these two? Senecham, he says, it wouldn't be that I would tell you that they're apostle, you wouldn't know it. Because really the svara doesn't apply. Right? You're telling me that they're included. That the stepdaughter is included in the stepmother. And the daughter-in-law is included in the mother-in-law. It's not true, because the same svara doesn't apply. So then, Rabbi Yehuda says, so then why do I add them for a different svara, right? Now, a kala my time, a son of Hamosa, why does the daughter-in-law hate her mother-in-law? The megala livnoa called the avdo, because the mother-in-law reveals to the son, right, everything that she does. Right. The the mother-in-law mixes in with the son ends up telling his mother everything that what's it called that she does. So she what's it called? She's not happy with her mother-in-law. Mother-in-law buds in too much. Eishes av nami sami labas habal. Same thing goes. The stepmother, right, hates the husband's daughter, the stepdaughter, the megala lavia called the avda, because she goes and tells her father everything that happens in the family. So these people butt in too much, right? Verabbanan, and the rabbanan, why don't they consider it an addition? Why do they consider it included, that they don't have to mention it? In other words, in the end, everybody agrees that they're apostle. The question is why, right? So why do the rabbanan not have to say that these are added? Because kamayim haponim laponim kein leva adam l'adam. Since one hates the other, memela the other one reciprocates, because people reflect other people's feelings. But Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of this, people reflect other people's feelings. No, hahiba divrei Torah k'siv. Rabbi Yehuda holds that that pasuk is talking about divrei Torah. That if a Rebbe teaches a Talmud in a pleasant way, the Talmud will learn better, as his heart reflects the heart of the other one, but not that people's feelings reflect each other. And if I hate you, you're going to hate me, and so on. Okay, let's see Rashi. Eishes av harhi bechlal basabal kiva dezu eno meida lezu. Memela nafka the eishes av not me eno meida lebas bala. Since the husband's daughter, in other words, the stepdaughter, is pasul, so the stepmother is also pasul. Hilkach ein zu tosefes lahutzuk laskiro. Therefore, the rabbanan said we don't have to mention it; it's included in the five. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it wouldn't be included in the five; it has to be mentioned. In the end, they all agree that all seven are pasul. The question only is why. Rabbi Yehuda amar lecha vaday hutzruchu. You had to mention them. The Bishlom Chamosa Sanya Kala. If I only knew that what's it called, the mother-in-law's apostle, I would say, well, the mother-in-law hates the daughter-in-law because the daughter-in-law is going to take everything that she worked for, right, through her husband. Mipnesha Sofa Li Roshena, the Omra Ko Achla Lagir Sonat. She's eating all my work. Hilkach Itzrich Le Memninu. Therefore, it had to mention it, right. Elamai Mosif, kiven de ein lo alma lisanos chamosa, amai komosif lo Rabbi Yehuda, lomar einu nemenes. So if Rabbi Yehuda holds that the same reason doesn't apply to pasul, the daughter-in-law as the mother-in-law, then why did he talk include her? Why is she pasul? Right? If you had to mention it because it's not the same reason, then why altogether is she pasul? Umeshani, time of the Rabbi Yehuda, Tala Sanya Lalachamosa Mishum the Megala Libra Mili Allah. And Rabbi Yehuda says the reason that the daughter-in-law hates the mother-in-law is because she, what's it called, tells her son bad things about her daughter-in-law. Right? She butts into their family and she tells the son all terrible things about the daughter-in-law. For Rabbanan Kamayim Haponim Leponim, and the Rabbanan say you don't need to add them. It's understood. If somebody hates somebody, then the other person reciprocates. So it's included. Whoever hates, the opposite, the one who's the object of the hate, hates the person who hates them. Kroksiv Kamayim Haponim Leponim. Kamayim Halolu Shorim Tsofobet. A person looks into water. Veroa Behem Ponim Kiponov, and he sees his reflection. Imhu soche came sochos. If he's laughing, then the reflection's laughing. Imhu o came heim akumos. If he's crooked, they're crooked. Came leiv ha'adam la'adam. That's how one person's heart reflects another person's heart. Leiv ha'adam ha'acher. Imhu oev is gam zehu ohava. If this person loves him, then he reciprocates the love. Imhu soni ezu gam hu soni. If he hates him, he reciprocates the hate. Hilkach lo boy lo ostinu. Therefore, it didn't have to mention that the daughter-in-law is possible just like the mother-in-law, because if the mother-in-law hates her daughter-in-law, memela the daughter-in-law hates her mother-in-law. It's the same thing, so it's included. The mitam or kamosha meaning the ein nemanos.
The kivin the chamosa sanya lekala mishum dekaachla legirsana kala lo mishum the chamosa the sanya. I know the reason doesn't apply, but they reciprocate the hate. The kivin and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of that. He holds that pasuk doesn't tell me that people always reciprocate the hate and the love. That pasuk specifically talking about divrei Torah. The kivin the basabal sanya leishasav eishasav no mishanya leledida. Since the the stepdaughter hates the mother, the stepmother hates the stepdaughter too. The divrei Torah see, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of that. He doesn't hold of this rule in human nature that people reciprocate how they're felt about. With the ponim v'leiv she'atonosim v'Torah, he learns the pasuk differently. One way Rashi says is that as much as a person puts his heart into Torah, the Torah will put his heart into him. If you put in effort, then the Torah will reward you and you'll understand it. If you don't put in effort, the Torah won't be understood to you. It depends how the Rebbe teaches the Talmud. If the Rebbe teaches the Talmud with sefer ponim yafos, he's masber ponim, goes out of his way to explain to the Talmud, right, and make him understand, then who machim? Then the Talmud will become smart. If not, he won't be successful. So as much as the Rebbe puts in, that's how much the Talmud takes out. So two different pshatim. One is how much a person puts into Torah, he'll get out, and how much his Rebbe puts into him, he'll get out of the Rebbe.